Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Lindsey Boyd from Voice America Travel Network. Voice America Radio Network, not Travel Network. My show is Travel Time with Lindsey Boyd on Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Today, having along with me will be Ann Beal
from Living Well with Ann Beal on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Central Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time.
And today, we are at the Sage Summit 2015 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, when you go places, you love to go places that are fun and exciting. What better place to go than to New Orleans? And while you're here in New Orleans right now, we are doing an educational summit done by Sage, Sage Summit 2015. And this is for the small business leader and for other small businesses around. And I say small, but actually medium and large and everybody who's in business. This is a place to come, learn, grow, and experience the best that there is in education and knowledge and people that you meet. And today I just happened to be walking through the exhibit hall, and who did I find but one of the best bloggers in Canada and probably North America. Now, I don't know if you know of this woman, but I've met her, and I am phenomenally impressed by this woman. She has what it takes to be the best. So right now, I'm going to introduce you in just a moment to Rebecca Coleman. Rebecca Coleman is passionate about helping artists, small businesses, and not-for-profits to become better marketers. She's an early adopter of social media. She began blogging and joined Facebook in 2007, which, as you know, was around the time that it started, and Twitter in 2008. She's become increasingly interested in using it as a marketing tool and writes about the subject on her blog. She has written 3 books which help newbies. And for those of you who don't understand what a newbie is, it's just a person who's new doing whatever it is that you do in life. She's helped newbies create a market plan using social media and social networking as a tool. And that's one of the up-and-coming things that people need to know and use going today. You know, I'm sitting here with her today knowing that she's going to teach me something that's going to make my life and all of my listeners and the listeners of Voice America's lives better. Rebecca is on a continual search for the elusive work-life balance. Between her business and her 11-year-old son, Michael, she loves her MacBook. I can't fault her for that, although I will. Sushi, coffee, and a good Shiraz. Pretty shoes, and not necessarily in that order. And then she comes from, and this is what I find phenomenal, one of my favorite cities to travel to in the world, and that's Vancouver, Canada. It's a little idyllic place on the northern coast of North America, just above Seattle and Washington and all of that, where you have one of the only cities in the world where you can snow ski within city limits. Imagine snow skiing within city limits, seeing orca whales in their natural habitat every day of the year, watching the seaplanes land at the ocean right in front of your house, and have the big, beautiful Stanley Park as a place to play and enjoy as your backyard. So I'm going to move over to Rebecca right now. And tell me, Rebecca, what brought you here to Sage Summit 2015?
Well, thanks for having me. And I'm super stoked to be here. I can't even tell you how exciting it is to be in New Orleans. Like you, I love travel. I'm an avid and passionate traveler, and I'm an avid and passionate foodie. So I do write about social media, but I also write about food as well. So to be in a city like New Orleans, where they have such an amazing food culture, I'm really stoked to be here. So I'm here for the Sage Summit as well, as you are as well. I'm here for the Sage Summit. But I was actually invited to come and to blog about the experience of being at Sage. So what I'm doing is I'm attending sessions and I'm live tweeting them and I'm Instagramming and Facebooking and blogging and doing all those really good things.
So you are like a social media guru as well.
Well, I have to say that term actually makes me feel really uncomfortable.
But you sound like you are so comfortable with it.
But I have been in the social media world, yes, for probably around 7 or 8 years now. And I do talk to people all the time about how they can use social media to market their small business specifically. I teach classes at the British Columbia Institute of Technology. I travel quite a lot. I've traveled worldwide. In fact, people have had me as far away as Australia to go and teach them workshops about how to do this. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. So tell me, what are some of the things that you would like to learn or see while you're here at Sage Summit 2015?
Well, I'm always, one of the most challenging things about being in social media is that it's so incredibly fast moving and fast paced, and it's ridiculously quick. So it happens so quickly. And it's really hard to keep up with it. It's really hard to keep up on, like, what's the latest thing? What's the latest marketing, social media marketing thing? It's really challenging. So I'm always, whenever I go to places like this, I'm always looking for what's the newest thing. I want to learn what's the newest, latest, greatest thing. There's some really cool stuff this morning that they was announced at the keynote about social media and integrating social media that Sage is now doing that I thought was really cool. Tracking things like analytics and KPIs and that kind of stuff, which I thought was really neat. So I'm always looking for, like, what's the latest thing, what's happening, what's new, what's cool that I can talk to people about.
The tracking analytics, that's actually keeping track of how your social media is working.
Yeah, right. And some of the stuff that we were seeing this morning is was a little bit more going beyond numbers and more into looking at things like, are you getting positive feedback through social media, or are you getting negative feedback through social media? And so it went beyond just more than just like numbers. So these are, all the tweets that we sent or whatever, the amount of retweets or whatever that is, and getting into more things like what's the tone of the tweets like, and trying to see if there's a positive tone to your tweets or negative, or how that's going.
Now they have a session later called Haters Gonna Hate.
That's right. I'm gonna go to that one.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to that one.
It's about bad.
How to manage bad, publicity. Because what's happening in the world today is that anytime you go somewhere, the world has changed so much because of social media. In the past, you had to be a restaurant critic to say something bad about a restaurant. Now, you go to a restaurant and in the moment, you're able to say, oh my God, I had the greatest po' boy or the greatest etouffee or whatever that is, and you can say that in the moment, and it's really powerful.
Right.
And businesses are both profiting from that, and some of them are suffering from it.
Yes.
Now, I know one of the things that I've noticed about when people tweet and do things, even though negative tweets come about, they sometimes can drive business to your location. Why does that occur, do you think?
I'm not a big fan of the negative tweet, to be honest with you. In an ideal world, you want to have people say things, positive things about your business, if at all possible. I do think that's really the ideal situation. But yeah, there are some examples of some negative situations out there that have almost become like, it's almost like they become infamous almost. Like, I think one of the primary examples that comes to mind is that Gordon Ramsay, you know, the Gordon Ramsay show?
Right.
You know that that woman, her name was like Anna's Bakery or something like that. And it's like one of the most famous, you know, episodes of what was it? It's called Kitchen Nightmares. Kitchen Nightmares.
Yes.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, that's right. So okay. He has this show where he goes into restaurants that are flagging basically to try to save them. And there was this one episode and it was a nightmare. It really was a kitchen nightmare. And their social media blew up and people were really, really critical of them on social media. And they just kind of fired back at people with all cylinders.
Wow.
In Scottsdale. Yeah. I knew it was Scottsdale, I knew it was
Arizona.
Down here. Yeah. I knew it was down here.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to move away from you for just a second. And I want you to listen to somebody who's the first time attendee here, and then maybe you can give her some information and stuff about blogging and their business and other things that goes along the name. Right now we have Beth, and I do not want to pronounce your name and get it wrong.
Let me try. Wobima.
Close. Oh. Wobima.
See, Wobima. That's why I didn't want to say it wrong.
Everybody
and
does.
She's
Don't
from
worry.
That famous city. Fargo. Fargo, North Dakota.
Do you know what? This is crazy. You are not the first person I've met from Fargo.
I bet.
I have a friend
when you
from
least
Fargo.
Expect it, the Fargo people show up.
I have a friend from Fargo. That's
really?
Hilarious.
That's really, really unreal. Funny. And you know what? The first, I'm probably related to him.
You probably are. It's a pretty small town.
Is that the way Fargo is?
It is. It is. You usually know somebody who knows somebody who's related to somebody else.
Okay. So
it works
they're
out
not,
well.
They're not all related.
No, goodness. Okay. No.
So that means everybody knows your business.
Pretty much. Before I know it.
Oh.
But speaking of business.
Yes. You're from Paramount Technologies. Tell me a little bit about Paramount Technologies.
Well, Paramount Technologies is actually located in Walled Lake, Michigan, just right outside of Detroit. And we have employees throughout the United States, which is wonderful with technology in regards to Sage as well, right? So we're so open to be able to work from home, be able to work because technology gives us that freedom. So our company is in Walled Lake, Michigan, and we help people with their workflow automation and spend management. And so our product bolts on to the Sage 100 and 500, allowing customers to be able to get approvals that they need prior to doing a purchase or expenses, get those approved as well. We've been in the channel for about 5 years. We've been in the business for around 20. But this is my first Sage Summit, really enjoying it. People are great, friendly, learning a lot. It's been a fun time so far.
So what do you think you're going to learn the most of by being here at the Sage Summit 2015?
I think I'm going to learn the most about other products as well as how they can help the individual end user, because that's what we're all striving for, is to learn how to use the Sage product to its best ability and then take that, and if there's a little bit of missing gaps here or there, find what that is and be able to solve that. And a lot of people here are helping to solve issues, and that's what we're here to do as well, is help the customer solve an issue that they may have with their current implementation.
So what exactly do you do specifically with the company?
I'm a channel sales manager, so I work directly with partners of Sage to help them offer our product to end customers and help educate them on how the product works.
And that's so really you're cool. The Fargo, North Dakota office all by itself, right?
Yeah, I'm the satellite office up there in North Dakota. Yep. Yeah, sure. I gotta get the you betcha in there too, you know. Gotta get that going.
Because you said you were from there.
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised in North Dakota.
But how did you lose the accent? You never got it.
Oh, well, no. She has the accent. Ellen, I don't
Lindsay
know that you didn't hear it, but I heard it.
Yeah, you heard it. I heard it just then.
Yeah. You know, I've worked in the technology business for over 16 years. Worked for Microsoft for quite a few years and did a lot of traveling. So I've traveled through Canada, through the United States. And I think that's helped me a lot not to stick with that hometown accent.
But, I understand. Yeah. I'm from Arkansas. And yet being in Michigan and working with EDS and going from different places, people will say, why don't you sound like you have an accent?
Yep.
But people in California told me I had an accent.
Well, that's because California doesn't have any accents.
Exactly. That's what they say.
I mean, I'm a prime example. There's no accent there.
That's what they say.
I have a lot of people say that I sound more like I'm from Canada than from North Dakota.
I think so. I do think that. And she's from Canada.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. You do kind of sound like you're from Canada.
Hey, I like Canadians. That works.
It's close. It's very close.
It's about 3 hours for me.
Yeah.
To Winnipeg.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, and I have to say, Canada and Canadians are some of my favorite people. They party the best. And from what I saw on the TV show, I guess in Fargo they party pretty hard too.
Well, when it's really cold, that's about all you can do.
What else can you do?
Oh, that's right. That's how you got six kids, right?
Exactly the same problem in Canada. It's too cold.
It's too cold to do anything else. So you stay and you work. You work from the sun up to sundown, and then you have a little bit of free time, and then you freeze.
So did you guys last night have fun partying? A lot of people here today had a really good time last night.
You know, the venue is so fantastic here in New Orleans because there's so many things to do. It's a grand place to have a summit because not only do you have the attractions, the food, and the weather is nice. It's, you know, to me, coming from North Dakota, I'm loving the heat.
Me too.
Yeah. I was just, you know, I just went out last night and wandered. I just wandered in the French Quarter and I looked at stuff and I took pictures and I ate and I had some drinks and it's just a wonderful experience being here.
Well, you know, I look forward to partying with you.
Oh.
And with you.
Partying. Did you guys see Brad and Angelina Pitt's house they have for sale?
No.
Oh,
what? Need to go?
Right by Cafe Du Monde.
It's right by Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah. I'll have to tell you where it is.
I was there last night.
I went yesterday. So it was cool.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Was their place. Huh.
We'll have to go scope it out together.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've talked about all this fun stuff, let's get back to a little bit about the Sage Show 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Now I understand, Rebecca, you were asked to come here and blog specifically. So I consider that's probably. You may consider that to be a great honor to be the person that called down here to blog for this show.
Did you see how her face got really serious when you said she was here to blog?
Oh, no, I didn't see her face got really serious.
It got really serious.
That's just fantastic. I have to say that is a fantastic honor, girl. Good for you.
I thought I was, when I got the email, I was like, are you, like, you're not yanking my chain, right? Like, you're not joking with me now, because that would be really cruel, and they were not joking with me. So
that would be a really good thing for an American to pull on a Canadian, though. A little, yeah, we're gonna yank a chain in just a hair.
Yeah, just come on down and then you can't go back.
Yeah,
but don't you think that the reason they found out about you and wanted you was because how great you are with social media to market everything? And that's how they know.
Yeah, I mean, my brand, my personal brand is about social media, right? My personal brand is about social media marketing. That's really what I do. And, you know, social media has changed so much how the world and how we as small businesses market ourselves. I'm a small business. I have been a small business owner for 7 years. I've witnessed firsthand how intensely of a change that it's caused for us in the world to be able to reach out to people and reach out and create new customers, and how it's also changed marketing. You know, we're coming from an era where, you know, there was kind of like this hard sell thing going on in the world right now, and that era really is if it's not dissipating, if it's not completely gone now, it is dissipating. People don't want to be hard selled. That's not right.
Sold.
Hard sold to. How do you say that? Yeah. People don't want the hard sell anymore. They want you to walk in and say, these are the benefits that this is going to provide you for your business, right? Like, that's what they want. And so really the world has become about proving your value to the customer, proving your value to the end user. And that's really what it's become about.
And just to touch on, you know, your blogs, there's so many people that read the blogs and read everything prior to even engaging with you. So they've made that decision before they've even come into your door.
Exactly.
So blogs are so extremely important nowadays to be able to even introduce a company because you're being investigated before that company even walks into
there's,
the door.
I read
you.
Some. I was reading something about that, about cars, about car salesmen, and how people are walking in the door now and saying, I want to buy this car, right?
I did that.
Right? Because they've done all the research. People now know more information than the car salesmen know because they've done all this research online before they even walk in through the door.
Well, and they usually know where the car is.
Well, not only that, it's the idea of knowing what the price is that the dealer paid for the car, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to sell it to me for that.
Right.
You're only going to make this much money. That's what I'm willing to give you.
Yeah.
You don't
want
it? Okay. You know, and I've done that. I have to admit that I love to negotiate anything. Anything, anytime, anywhere, any place.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So what are you doing later for supper?
Well, we could talk about that.
Yeah. As consumers, you know, consumers just have so much power in today's world, especially with social media, right? So if we can, you know, if we recognize that and instead of fighting it, are trying to feed them information instead, so be part of the solution and not part of the problem by doing things like blogging and writing articles online that people are then going to find and search, you know, as they're doing a Google search that they're going to find and be able to educate themselves and then have that end up, you end up being the end result of that.
So, Rebecca, you may end up teaching a session on that at SAID Summit 2016.
Well, that would be cool. If you know who I could talk to about that, I'd be into it.
Yeah, because they actually have some classes on that. And even if you try to go to every session, you can't possibly.
I
wonder if they have more bloggers here.
Yes, there are some. I know that I'm not the only blogger that's here by any means. I know that there are a few other bloggers, like from my hometown, from Vancouver. There's a couple other people here as well. And so I'm sure there are many other bloggers from around the country as well.
Well, you know, I think that there's going to be a chance for you to do that on a trip that I will probably put together in the near future, that you will be able to do that. You know, I noticed that your birthday is coming up next month on the 14th of August.
Is this your
vacation getaway now, or do you have something planned?
I actually have something special planned. So I'm a solo mom, and I have a 12-year-old son, and he's great. He's super awesome. And one of the things that's been great about him now that he's 12 is that he has sort of bought into my wanderlust and my joy, my love of and passion of travel. So in the last few years, we've been doing increasingly more and more traveling together. So we have a trip planned for when I get home. We're going to go up and visit the Okanagan. I don't know if you've been to there yet, but it's kind of like the Napa Valley in Canada. It's Canada's answer to the Napa Valley, or British Columbia's answer to the Napa Valley. So it's wine country. It's beautiful. There's lakes.
It's also golf country.
Yeah. And we're actually, one of the resorts that we're staying at is called Predator Ridge, just outside of Vernon. And they're one of the best golf courses in Canada. And so that's one of the places where we're going to stay as well. So that's what we're doing. And then we're going to, we're going to do that. Very excited.
Why do they call it Predator Ridge?
Canadian. Why not?
I think it's like the mountain that it's built on or something is called that, I think.
Well, and you've got the bears and all the other stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's really beautiful there.
Okay. Cool. Now, if I was to want to know something more about Paramount, how would I find out? Where would I look?
Well, I think the best thing for you to do would be to come visit us at our booth. We are on the 600 aisle, just right on the corner. You can't miss us. Rich and I are there to answer any questions you have, or feel free to visit our website, www.paramounttechnologies.com.
So your booth is to inform every...
A friend from Fargo. That's
really
hilarious.
That's really unreal.
Funny.
And you know what? The first... I'm probably related to him.
You probably are. It's a pretty small town.
Is that the way Fargo is?
It is. It is. You usually know somebody who knows somebody who's related to somebody else.
Okay.
So it works
out well. They're not all related.
No, goodness, no.
So that means everybody knows your business.
Pretty much. Before I know it.
Oh.
But speaking of business...
Yes. You're from Paramount Technologies. Tell me a little bit about Paramount Technologies.
Well, Paramount Technologies is actually located in Walled Lake, Michigan, just right outside of Detroit. And we have employees throughout the United States, which is wonderful with technology in regards to SAGE as well, right? So we're so open to be able to work from home, be able to work because technology gives us that freedom. So our company is in Walled Lake, Michigan, and we help people with their workflow automation and spend management. And so our product bolts on to the Sage 100 and 500, allowing customers to be able to get approvals that they need prior to doing a purchase or expenses, get those approved as well. We've been in the channel for about 5 years. We've been in the business for around 20. But this is my first Sage Summit, really enjoying it. People are great, friendly, learning a lot. It's been a fun time so far.
So what do you think you're gonna learn the most of by being here at the Sage Summit 2015?
I think I'm going to learn the most about other products as well as how they can help the individual end user, because that's what we're all striving for, is to learn how to use the Sage product to its best ability and then take that, and if there's a little bit of missing gaps here or there, find what that is and be able to solve that. And a lot of people here are helping to solve issues, and that's what we're here to do as well, is help the customer solve an issue that they may have with their current implementation.
So what exactly do you do specifically with the company?
I'm a channel sales manager, so I work directly with partners of Sage to help them offer our product to end customers and help educate them on how the product works.
And that's so really you're cool. The Fargo, North Dakota office all by itself, right?
Yeah, I'm the satellite office up there in North Dakota. Yep. Yeah, oh, sure. I gotta get the You Betcha in there too, you know. Gotta get that going.
Because you said you were from there.
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised in North Dakota.
But how did you lose the accent? You never got it.
Oh, well, no. She has the accent. Ellen, I don't know that you didn't hear it, but I heard it.
Oh, you heard it. I heard it just then.
Yeah. You know, I've worked in the technology business for over 16 years. Worked for Microsoft for quite a few years and did a lot of traveling. So I've traveled through Canada, through the United States. And I think that's helped me a lot not to stick with that hometown accent.
I understand. Yeah. I'm from Arkansas. And yet being in Michigan and working with EDS and going from different places, people will say, why don't you sound like you have an accent?
Yep.
But people in California told me I had an accent.
Well, that's because California doesn't have any accents.
Exactly. That's what they say.
I mean, I'm a prime example. There's no accent there.
That's what they say.
I have a lot of people say that I sound more like I'm from Canada than from North Dakota.
I think so. I do think that. And she's from Canada.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. You do kind of sound like you're from Canada.
Hey, I like Canadians. That works.
It's close. It's very close.
It's about 3 hours for me.
Yeah.
To Winnipeg.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, Canada and Canadians are some of my favorite people. They party the best. And from what I saw on the TV show, I guess in Fargo they party pretty hard too.
Well, when it's really cold, that's about all you can do.
What else can you do?
Oh, that's right. That's how you got six kids, right?
Exactly the same problem in Canada. It's too cold.
It's too cold to do anything else. So you stay and you work. You work from the sun up to sundown, and then you have a little bit of free time, and then you freeze.
So did you guys last night have fun partying? A lot of people here today had a really good time last night.
You know, the venue is so fantastic here in New Orleans because there's so many things to do. It's a grand place to have a summit because not only do you have the attractions, the food, and the weather is nice. It's, you know, to me, coming from North Dakota, I'm loving the heat.
Me too.
Yeah. I was just, you know, I just went out last night and wandered. I just wandered in the French Quarter and I looked at stuff and I took pictures and I ate and I had some drinks and it's just a wonderful experience being here.
Well, you know, I look forward to partying with you.
Oh.
And with you.
Partying. Did you guys see Brad and Angelina Pitt's house they have for sale?
No.
Oh,
what? Did you go?
Right by Café Du Monde.
It's right by Café Du Monde.
Yeah. I'll have to tell you where it is.
I was there last night.
I went yesterday. So it was cool.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that
was their place. Huh.
We'll have to go scope it out together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've talked about all this fun stuff, let's get back to a little bit about the Sage Show 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Now I understand, Rebecca, you were asked to come here and blog specifically. So I consider that's probably. You may consider that to be a great honor to be the person that called down here to blog for this show.
Did you see how her face got really serious when you said she was here to blog?
Oh, no, I didn't see her face got really serious.
It got really serious.
That's just fantastic. I have to say that is a fantastic honor, girl. Good for you.
I thought I was, when I got the email, I was like, are you, like, you're not yanking my chain, right? Like, you're not joking with me now, because that would be really cruel, and they were not joking with me. So
that would be a really good thing for an American to pull on a Canadian, though. A little, yeah, we're gonna yank a chain in just a hair.
Yeah, just come on down and then you can't go back.
Yeah,
but don't you think that the reason they found out about you and wanted you was because how great you are with social media to market everything? And that's how they know.
Yeah, I mean, my personal brand is about social media, right? My personal brand is about social media marketing. That's really what I do. And, you know, social media has changed so much how the world and how we as small businesses market ourselves. I'm a small business. I have been a small business owner for 7 years. I've witnessed firsthand how intensely of a change that it's caused for us in the world to be able to reach out to people and reach out and create new customers, and how it's also changed marketing. You know, we're coming from an era where, you know, there was kind of like this hard sell thing going on in the world right now, and that era really is if it's not dissipating, if it's not completely gone now, it is dissipating.
people don't want to be hard selled. That's not right.
Sold.
Hard sold to. How do you say that? Yeah. People don't want the hard sell anymore. They want you to walk in and say, these are the benefits that this is going to provide you for your business, right? Like, that's what they want. And so really the world has become about proving your value to the customer, proving your value to the end user. And that's really what it's become about.
And just to touch on, you know, your blogs, there's so many people that read the blogs and read everything prior to even engaging with you. So they've made that decision before they've even come into your door.
Exactly.
So blogs are so extremely important nowadays to be able to even introduce a company because you're being investigated before that company even walks into
there's,
the door.
I read some, was reading something about that, about car salesmen, and how people are walking in the door now and saying, I want to buy this car, right? Because they've done all the research. People now know more information than the car salesmen know because they've done all this research online before they even walk in through the door.
Well, and they usually know where the car is.
Well, not only that, it's the idea of knowing what the price is that the dealer paid for the car, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to sell it to me for that.
Right.
You're only going to make this much money. That's what I'm willing to give you.
Yeah.
You don't
want
it? Okay. You know, and I've done that. I have to admit that I love to negotiate anything. Anything, anytime, anywhere, any place.
That's interesting.
So what are you doing later for supper?
Well, we could talk about that.
Yeah. As consumers, you know, consumers just have so much power in today's world, especially with social media, right? So if we can, you know, if we recognize that and instead of fighting it, are trying to feed them information instead, so be part of the solution and not part of the problem by doing things like blogging and writing articles online that people are then going to find and search, you know, as they're doing a Google search that they're going to find and be able to educate themselves and then have that end up, you end up being the end result of that.
So Rebecca, you may end up teaching a session on that at SAID Summit 2016.
Well, that would be cool. If you know who I could talk to about that, I'd be into it.
Yeah, because they actually have some classes on that. And even if you try to go to every session, you can't possibly.
You can.
I wonder if they have more bloggers here.
Yes, there are some. I know that I'm not the only blogger that's here by any means. I know that there are a few other bloggers, like from my hometown, from Vancouver. There's a couple other people here as well. And so I'm sure there are many other bloggers from around the country as well.
Well, you know, I think that there's going to be a chance for you to do that on a trip that I will probably put together in the near future, that you'll be able to do that. You know, I noticed that your birthday is coming up next month on the 14th of August.
Is this your
vacation getaway now, or do you have something planned?
I actually have something special planned. So I'm a solo mom, and I have a 12-year-old son, and he's great. He's super awesome. And one of the things that's been great about him now that he's 12 is that he has sort of bought into my wanderlust and my joy, my love of and passion of travel. So in the last few years, we've been doing increasingly more and more traveling together. So we have a trip planned for when I get home. We're going to go up and visit the Okanagan. I don't know if you've been to there yet, but it's kind of like the Napa Valley in Canada. It's Canada's answer to the Napa Valley, or British Columbia's answer to the Napa Valley. So it's wine country. It's beautiful. There's lakes.
It's also
gorgeous.
Golf country.
Yeah, yeah. And we're actually, one of the resorts that we're staying at is called Predator Ridge, just outside of Vernon. And they're one of the best golf courses in Canada. And so that's one of the places where we're going to stay as well. So that's what we're doing. And then we're going to, we're going to do that. Very excited.
So why do they call it Predator Ridge?
They're Canadian. Why not?
I think it's like the mountain that it's built on or something is called that, I think.
Well, and you've got the bears and all the other stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's really beautiful there.
Okay. Cool. Now, if I was to want to know something more about Paramount, how would I find out? Where would I look?
Well, I think the best thing for you to do would be to come visit us at our booth. We are on the 600 aisle, just right on the corner. You can't miss us. Rich and I are there to answer any questions you have, or feel free to visit our website, www.paramounttechnologies.com.
So your booth is to inform everyone about your company?
Absolutely. Well, not too much about our company, but how we can help solve your pain. You know, do you have a pain where you can't get your expense reports done and you need that information back into Sage? Do you have a pain with your project time? Do you have a pain with requisitions and people approving them and it's just getting lost and people are maverick spending all over and you need to get that control? we can help that solution. And that's what we're here for, is to help find a solution for you, more than just learning about us, because we're really not that exciting.
So you're a pain reliever.
You can call me Advil for short. That'd
okay.
be fun.
Yeah. Okay. And if I wanted to find you, Rebecca, on the web in your blog, what is the name of your blog? And where would I find you?
So my blog is called The Art of the Business, and you can find me at RebeccaColeman.ca is where you'll find my blog. And I'm all over the Twitters. I'm at Rebecca Coleman on Twitter. I'm at Rebecca Coleman on Instagram. I'm all over.
Yeah.
All over it.
Yeah. Okay.
So you said Rebecca Coleman at CA?
.ca,
dot
yes.
.ca.
Dot CA,
yeah, that stands for Canada, for those of us who are less informed.
Thank you.
It's Canadian.
I actually thought it might be, but I've never heard of a website called .ca.
.ca, so yeah. Is it Canadian?
See, they have them for .ca and .de and .uk
That's
and
right.
.br.
Yeah, depending on where you live.
And dot .for wherever you live in the world, yeah. except for the U.S., where we believe that everything has to be .com.
Right. And you know that because you're a travel specialist.
Well, yeah, I know it because I'm a travel specialist, yes.
Yes.
But I also know it because I'm a pain in the butt once in a while.
I agree.
Oh, Ryan just said the United States of America invented the internet. I knew that. I thought it was one person.
Well,
but
yeah, it was actually called ARPNET before, and it was ARPNET. Invented for the military. So...
Wow.
What can I say?
What we're learning today.
I know.
Yeah. This definitely is a blog article right here.
I know. How the internet was invented.
Exactly.
No, I was thinking it was more like how North Dakota and Canada came together.
We did.
Had a great time at the Sage Summit 2015.
Totally.
Sage Summit rocks.
You guys, awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
And thank you.
Sitting with us and letting us pick your brains and hearing all about what you guys do.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Okay, and again, from the Sage Summit in New Orleans, Louisiana in 2015, it's Lindsay Boyd and Ann Beal wishing you a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
Have a great week, guys.
The world leader in Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.